Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Some Halls Creek residents have been left outraged after the Shire admitted they botched an insurance claim on a work vehicle worth about $100,000. The car was involved in a rollover crash 2 years ago, but a claim wasn't submitted to insurers until this year. The Shire says the handling of the incident wasn't up to standards, and staff involved at the time have since resigned. There's been a rise in RSV cases across the Kimberley. More than 100 cases were recorded last month compared to the monthly average of 20 to 30. Dr. Pippa May is encouraging parents to look out for the symptoms.
It's really important that parents and carers keep an eye out for wheezing in their babies, irritability, poor feeding, high fevers, and if they happen, to seek medical assessment.
50% of ex-servicemen and women find the transition back to civilian life extremely difficult. That's the findings of a new report revealing things are even tougher in regional areas. La Trobe University's Kylie Carra says they need more support.
More advocacy was required to ensure services are particularly in rural areas for former service members. We also recommended that some specialist training is needed, so therapists need training in trauma-informed care.
Investigations are underway into a number of fires in Broodari. South Hedland detectives say it happened last Friday and Saturday near Yarri Road and Collier Drive. Anyone with information should contact Crime Stoppers. In sport, Karratha Netball has returned for the 2024 season. Round one bringing a win for Cats in the Karratha Derby, taking down Falcons 37-29. Flames also recording a win, beating Takiras by 20. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.